Alaska Airlines passengers flying above Southeast Alaska will have access now to wireless internet, but travelers on most flights stopping in the region will not have the service until next year. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Seattle-based carrier just announced that the ground part of the system is installed and functioning in Southeast. It turned on a similar system earlier this fall for flights between Anchorage and Fairbanks. But Alaska Airlines spokesman Chase Craig says some jets are not yet equipped.
Those that are flying the nonstops from Anchorage and Fairbanks to Seattle, which are predominantly the aircraft that are outfitted, will enjoy the service. It's the aircraft that are going between Anchorage and Juneau and at other locations in Southeast Alaska, making those short hops that are not currently outfitted.
Most of those planes will get the necessary gear early next year. Craig says combi aircraft, which carry passengers and freight, will not be equipped. Alaska Airlines is working with a company called AirCell to provide what it calls GoGo in-flight Wi-Fi service. It's already available in the lower 48. Craig wouldn't release numbers, but he says it's popular.
The social networking sites are very high on the usage list. Search engines are very high on the usage list. There is a fair amount of video download that goes on, so sites like Hulu or Netflix or something. But the predominant usage of it is general web surfing and email.
Text chats are allowed, but voice conversation programs are not. Alaska Airlines is providing in-state service free through December 9th. After that, it will be $4.95 a flight. The Wi-Fi service cuts out over British Columbia between Ketchikan and Washington State. Craig says AirCell is working with a Canadian company to bridge that gap. But the airline is not actively pursuing expansion along western or northern routes.
Certainly we hope the service is looked kindly upon and used a lot by customers, and should that be the case, then I think there would be a compelling argument to look at expanding it. But right now, we've completed the network expansion that we had set out to do.
That means no service on flights to Kodiak, Kotzebue, Bethel, or Barrow. Wi-Fi is only available once planes hit 10,000 feet. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.